I'd like to call this meeting to order. And Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yeah.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Here.
Board Chair Eric Watzowicz.
Here. This meeting is being conducted in person and through video conferencing communications pursuant to Public Act 101-0640, enacted June 12, 2020, and Section 7E of the Illinois Open Meetings Act, allowing for virtual board meetings during a disaster declaration relating to public health concerns. As Chair of the Board, I've determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the disaster. As such, trustees may attend today's meeting by audio and visual conferencing and not by physical presence. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present. An appropriate notice was provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Okay, now moving on to the meeting agenda approval. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Mr. Chair Gales.
Second, Athus.
We have a motion and an approval. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watzowicz.
Yes. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on December 7, 2021?
So moved, Pritchard.
Gales, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watzowicz.
Yes. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Byer, Felicia Bohannon, Peter Chomentowski, Katie Jekyll, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do any of you have any comments? Peter? No? I'm sorry, Felicia.
No.
You can tell it's getting late. I have some comments. This is our first meeting of the calendar year, so Happy New Year and welcome. We were saddened to hear about the death of one of our students, Tyler Madison, on Monday of this week. And just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with he and his family. You may have noticed that each one of our committees is addressing one of the university goals that pertains to their committee. We'll be doing this now and in the future to keep this in the forefront of the minds of our university community and our board members. Two goals have not been assigned to committees, and that's goal number four concerning diversity, equity, and inclusion. Just want to say that this is all of our goal. And it is consistently in the forefront of everything that we do. Goal number one deals with empowerment and shared responsibility, and I have asked Dr. Freeman to address this goal at our board meetings in the future. I want to let the community know that as a board, we are aligned with the goals of Dr. Freeman and the university. And then one final thought, I want to congratulate our athletic director, Sean Frazier, and his entire team on winning the NCAA Division Award for Diversity and Inclusion. And for the second time, we are the only school in the history of the NCAA to win this award twice. So again, congratulations. And Bernice, I'm guessing you probably have a strong hand in on that as well, too. So congratulations, and thank you for all of your work. And maybe just, we've had a hockey theme going here today, and I just want to let you know that I did talk with President President Freeman about this, about going to the puck and where it is, and she goes, oh yeah, Wayne Gretzky, the great one. Good old number 99. Four Stanley Cups. I'm just so impressed with your knowledge. So with that, we want to recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written requests to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment today.
If it said Wayne Gretzky, I would have lost it. Anyway, we'll now move to the President's Report, number 157. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Wasowitz. And I just want to point out, you referred to me showing my age when I mentioned Ms. Pac-Man. Now I'm going to really show my age because I had one of the first air hockey tables that was marketed with Wayne Gretzky's name, image, and likeness.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
You know what? I'm sure that's worth a lot of money these days.
I'm sure I wish I kept it.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now we're going to move through a number of items that we actually heard about in one or more committees earlier today. And we spoke earlier about the need to do this for a number of the pricing and personnel items because of their time sensitivity. And I want to thank everyone here who's enduring the time of the special meeting, and I want to really thank the board for their willingness to move forward with these time-sensitive items in a special meeting, because it really does help support our students and support the business of the university. With that, I'll move to agenda item 7A, appointment of Dean of the Graduate School and Associate Vice President for International Affairs. You heard this morning that Dr. Kerry Wilkes, after a national search, accepted our offer to be the Dean of the Graduate School and Associate Vice President for International Affairs, and she'll be leaving Wichita State University to become a Husky. You had the opportunity to see firsthand her enthusiasm for joining NIU and the great plans she has for keeping graduate students on the front burner, and it is the recommendation forwarded from the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee that the Board of Trustees approve the request that Dr. Kerry Wilkes be appointed as Dean of the Graduate School and Associate Vice President for International Affairs. This appointment will also carry the rank of Professor with tenure in the Department of World Languages and Cultures effective March 1st, 2022.
I hear a motion to approve the appointment of Dr. Kerry Wilkes.
So moved, Athos.
Second, Pritchard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to agenda item 7B. This is the recommendation for faculty tenure for Bradley Wiles, who was hired at the rank of associate professor with tenure in the university libraries. The Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee has forwarded a recommendation to the board for approval of this request for faculty tenure and promotion for Bradley Wiles effective 22-23.
I hear a motion to approve the appointment of Bradley Wiles.
So moved, Gales.
Is there a second?
Second, Athos.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item C is the first of our time-sensitive pricing items, fiscal year 2023 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation. We discussed this recommendation very thoughtfully and robustly earlier today. I think it's well understood that the recommendation was developed with the goal of balancing affordability concerns and maintaining fiscal responsibility and access of our students to critical services for their success. In fiscal year 22, we increased tuition by 1.5%, and the recommendation for fiscal 23 is requesting a 1.9% increase in base tuition with no change in undergraduate differential tuition rates. As we discussed previously, because of truth in tuition, this does not affect most of our current students, and the most vulnerable students financially will not be impacted because of our continued commitment to the Husky Pledge. The recommendation forwarded from the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is that the Board of Trustees approve the request for fiscal year 2023 undergraduate tuition pricing.
May I have a motion to approve the increase in tuition?
So moved, Pritchard.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Item 7D is the pricing recommendation pertinent to fiscal year 2023 graduate and law tuition pricing. We discussed this also in great detail this morning, covering the same philosophical concerns about weighing affordability, access, and service to students. The recommendation for fiscal year 23 is a 1.9% increase in base tuition for graduate students and a 1% increase in the base tuition for law students. There are also in the item adjustments in three differential tuition rates. The recommendation forwarded from the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is that the Board of Trustees approve the request of fiscal year 2023 graduate and law tuition pricing recommendation.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Pritchard.
Second, Athus.
We have a motion, we have a second, and just want to mention here that due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting and will abstain on this agenda item. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7E refers not to tuition but to student fees. This item covers fiscal year 2023 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendation. Again, the recommendation was developed with the goals of addressing affordability concerns as well as maintaining fiscal responsibility and keeping the total cost of attendance for full-time students as low as possible. It is notable that fees remained constant year over year between fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23. The recommendation forwarded from the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is that the Board of Trustees approve the request for fiscal year 2023 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Pritchard.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. And again, due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting and will abstain on this agenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 7F is the fiscal year 2023 room and board fee recommendation. As we heard this morning, the university is recommending that room and board rates increase no more than 3% in fiscal year 23 for Neptune Hall, Gilbert Hall, Grant Towers, and Stevenson Towers at an average of approximately $170 a semester. The university is recommending that room and board rates do not increase for New Hall and Northern View apartments, room only. Recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is that the Board of Trustees approve this request for fiscal year 2023 room and board fees. Sorry.
Okay, I hear a motion to approve.
So moved. Athens.
Second, Pritchard.
We have a motion and a second, and again, due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting staying on this agenda item. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athens?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes, motion carries.
Agenda item 7G is the fiscal year 2023 student health insurance recommendation. As we discussed this morning, taking advantage of our participation in IPEC, the Illinois Public Higher Education Cooperative, the university used an insurance broker to source and secure a student health insurance plan and program for fiscal year 23. It is in fact identical to the plan in fiscal year 22 in terms of coverage, although there is, as noted, an increase in the semester premium. The recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is that the Board of Trustees approve the request of the fiscal year 2023 student health insurance pricing.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
Move, Pritchard.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Again, due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting and will abstain on this agenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athens?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes, motion carries.
Agenda item 7H is titled Relocation of Human Resource Services. Our discussion this morning talked about the opportunity associated with moving that unit from its current location to a more central location on campus in Neptune North, as well as the opportunity created by vacating their current space to expand opportunities for university public-private partnerships and opportunities for revenue through that type of channel. As we noted this morning, the scope of the work for this project includes renovations, limited demolition, accessibility improvements, and air conditioning enhancements to Neptune North, things that need to be done to accommodate HR functions, and really things that would need to be done for anything else to happen in Neptune North. The renovation work is planned for the summer of 2022, and that's what makes this item time sensitive. The estimated project total value is $750,000. And the recommendation from Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations is that the Board of Trustees approve the request for relocation of human resource services.
I hear a motion to approve.
So moved, Mr. Chair. Gales.
Second?
Second.
Second for Chair Trustee Butler. Montel, you get to vote on this one.
Yes, okay.
All right. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athens?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 7I is titled Payment Card Processing. As we heard this morning, Treasury Operations is requesting permission to enter into a contract with First Data Merchant Services, LLC, so that we have continuity in payment card processing services at the university. The approval amount is approximately $500,000 per year for a five-year period, bringing the total request to $2.5 million. The actual request will depend on transaction volume processed by the payment processor. The recommendation from Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations is that the Board of Trustees approve the request for payment card processing.
I hear a motion to approve.
So moved, Pritchard.
Second, Gales.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 7J, we did not hear this morning, and it is the recommendation for an honorary doctorate. And it is time sensitive because we would like to celebrate with the recipient in the May commencement, and we need to go forward with logistics. I'm not going to rush through this because it is a great cause for celebration. This year, the Honorary Degree Committee considered three nominees, and one candidate is now being forwarded for consideration by the board. The recommended candidate is Mr. Jesse White. And the university is recommending that Mr. White be awarded an honorary doctorate in humane letters. Jesse White is probably best known as Illinois' 37th Secretary of State, but he is accomplished in so many areas, as detailed in the board item. He's Illinois' longest-serving Secretary of State. He became that on May 30th of 2014. His office oversees a diverse portfolio, and prior to election as Secretary of State, White served as Cook County Recorder of Deeds, a job that he was first elected to in 1992. And prior to that, he served 16 years in the Illinois General Assembly, representing the most culturally, economically, and racially diverse district in Illinois. One of the things that Jesse White is best known for outside of his incredible government service is his founding of the internationally known Jesse White Tumbling Team to serve as a positive alternative for at-risk children residing in public housing in and around the Chicago area. Since its inception, the Jesse White Tumbling Team has had more than 18,500 young men and women participate and perform with the team. Jesse White has spent 61 years working as a volunteer with the team to help kids make positive choices. He's been honored for this numerous times, in 2014 by the Chicago Park District, opening the Jesse White Community Center and Field House in honors of his lifelong contributions to the community. White also served our country as a paratrooper in the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division and as a member of the Illinois National Guard and Reserve. Jesse White also played professional baseball for 7 seasons with the Chicago Cubs organization, and he has received honorary Major League Baseball contract for that participation. I will say that it is a great honor and a great privilege for Northern Illinois University to join all of the organizations who have honored Jesse White for his incredible contributions to government service in Illinois, to civic engagement, to helping support children in the public schools in and around Chicago, and for his great service to our country in the military. And it is just with great joy and pride that the university requests Board of Trustees approval the recommendation to award an honorary doctorate in humane letters to Mr. Jesse White.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Pritchard.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion?
There is.
Trustee Gales.
I've had the honor and pleasure of meeting Jesse White, outstanding individual, as he ends his career politically and professionally. What a great honor this is for our institution to do this for. I'm glad we're doing it.
I'm thrilled too. I had a brief phone conversation when I informed Secretary White that he was our candidate. And the first thing he said was, I love NIU. And, you know, I think it's a mutual admiration society, yeah. And it's going to be a wonderful honorary degree ceremony.
Am I the only one on the board that didn't know he was in the Cubs organization?
Yeah, probably.
So you knew that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really? Wow, that was a
solid. Sure.
Oh, okay.
And he speaks some mean Polish, too.
He speaks what?
He speaks Polish.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, didn't know that either. Any other discussion? Yeah, he is. He's He is definitely one of the gentlemen and great people. Is there any other discussion at all? I think we're all happy about this. We will call the question gratefully.
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Enthusiastically, yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Resounding yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes, for sure.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7K is about a real estate property sale for land in Sycamore, specific 11 acres of land located near the city of Sycamore's wastewater plant. The board previously determined that this land was surplus to the university needs and authorized the property to be sold under the updated provisions of the Illinois Property Control Act. The city of Sycamore has indicated a willingness to purchase the property under provisions of the lease, which was established in 1998. The revenue generated from the net sale proceeds will be deposited in an account conforming to the Property Control Act, and the estimated net proceeds from selling this property to the city is expected to be approximately $150,000. The recommendation from the university is that the Board of Trustees approve the sale. Updates on the sale and the process will be provided to the board at future board meetings.
Do I hear a motion to approve the sale of this land?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? In my understanding, we talked about this here for a while, so this should come as no surprise. I guess we will call the question. Doyle, please take the roll call vote.
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 7L is request for delegated authority regarding purchase of high performance computing. As you may remember, in February of 2019, the Board of Trustees authorized purchase of a computing facility for the Center for Research Computing and Data. The authorization was delegated to the president for final approval of the contract. The board took this action because NIU had seen excellent productivity related to high performance computing on our campus as measured by publications, by grant activity, and by student engagement. The high performance computing resources were also very effective in promoting collaborations between faculty and scientists at NIU and faculty and scientists at NIU with scientists, engineers, doctors, and faculty at institutions around the world, including the national laboratories. Right now, the current NIU facility has become obsolete, and modern software cannot be accommodated. In 2018, the Research and Innovation Partnerships Division commissioned and convened a committee to review the performance of our high-performance computing and recommend actions for improvement. They made a recommendation, and that was accepted, but because of delays related to a proposal for external funding, as well as pandemic supply chain issues, the current cost of our high-performance computing solution exceeds the previous authorization. Specifically, the previous authorization was for $500,000 to $1 million, and the total cost for a new high-performance computing facility are anticipated to be at $1.2 million. The price increase occurs for both hardware and software reasons, but maintains the recommended scope, and financing has been identified to distribute costs across several fiscal years. The recommendation from the university is that the Board of Trustees authorize delegate authority to the president to purchase a new high-performance computing facility, and that the president shall report to the board upon execution of the contract.
Do I hear a motion to approve the increase in the spending here?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Gales.
We have a motion and we have a second by Trustee Pritchard. I think you He beat me to it. A little quicker than you, man.
A little bit.
Don't worry about that. So any discussion on this at all? So I'm guessing we're going to get a little bit here. Rita?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. In the past, in particular today, we all had the opportunity to hear more and more about our research efforts, and about specific programs, and about the fact of our status being renewed. And I think, looking at that, I think it is our responsibility as the Board of Trustees to make sure that we're supplying the resources that we need to continue that, and to acknowledge the work of our outstanding faculty on these issues. And so I think this is something that we need to move forward with and move as quickly as possible to be the type of research university we are, and to continue in that vein, we need to definitely supply the resources.
And again, this is something that we've already approved in the past.
Right.
But again, you know, there's been some price increases. We've had this little pandemic thing going on. Mm-hmm. So so that's why we're bringing it back
right.
up to be prudent about it. Other
comments? Eric, when you can sit me and I have
sure. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to interrupt.
You're like the Wizard of Oz. You're back there. see you there. So go ahead.
No, I would just say, again, I echo everything that Rita said. I view this as extremely important to our mission here on our campus from a research standpoint. So Rita, thank you for so well stating that. I just want to ask a question. As you said, Eric, this came before the board once before a year and a half, 2 years ago or more. And we, over the course of the last few years, prices have gone up, so we exceeded what the board had given as a range. So we were doing the right thing by bringing this back in front of the board, but the action item states a specific amount, $1.2 million. I don't want this to come back before the board again. Is that sufficient to get this across the finish line, Dr. Freeman?
I'm going to defer to Vice President Blasey to answer that.
First, thanks for the strong support of this purchase. I couldn't agree more. It's necessary to advance our portfolio. We do have a firm quote, excuse me, that this covers. And we one of the reasons we brought it to this board is because we need to act quickly before that quote expires. So I do not plan on coming back. That would be embarrassing. And we'll do everything we can to avoid that.
Yes, Trustee Pritchard.
Madam President, the question, I guess, comes, and it came up in one of our other meetings, is the reason that this cost exceeds what we were estimating because of inflation, because of the time delay, because of chip shortage, if we change the protocol, what can you very succinctly attribute some of the increase in this cost?
If I was to give it one reason for the cost increase, it was the pandemic. We submitted a major research instrumentation grant to the NSF to see if we could get some of the cost defrayed. The NSF took forever to get back to us with a declination, and that can be ascribed to the pandemic itself. They were waiting to see what their funding looked like. They were dealing with their own personnel issues. So that's that caused the declination of the grant. The pandemic has also caused supply chain issues, so the hardware and software themselves have actually increased in price. So it's those two things. Kind of rolled the dice on the MRI, but we didn't expect it would take as long as it took, and we didn't expect to see these huge price increases due to the pandemic and supply chain issues.
I certainly feel that we need this type of upgrade in our capabilities so that we can sustain our grant requests and the work of our students and faculty.
I would add also that one of our university goals is to advance artificial intelligence and machine learning use on campus. And this infrastructure is needed to do that as well.
I might add on to that too, is that this is an area where we actually generate revenue. So this is really an investment.
Absolutely. There's academic literature as the action item shows, indicates there's academic literature shows that when you make this investment, you actually recoup it in 3 years in terms of the indirect costs associated with the grant activity. So it is the return on investment is quite high.
And I know we've also looked at a cloud option for this, and that's
yeah, that's a question we thought about.
Chair
Wasowicz. It is an option, and it's one of the task force that was charged with developing the specifications considered. We charged them to come up with the specifications and the recommendation. Based on cost and flexibility, they did recommend an on-site installation, but they also suggested we reserve cloud usage to meet peak demands when it exceeded machine capabilities. So we designed something that will meet 90% of our needs. It would be twice as expensive to meet 100% of our needs, but we believe that cloud computing will help us make up that gap should it become important to do so. With respect to cost, having your own hardware is still cheaper than the cloud, even if you look at the most inexpensive non-performant CPU, GPU combinations that are available in the cloud. And beyond the cost, there's three other advantages. This machine will be optimized for our tightly coupled compute data-driven calculations. You pay for more for that in the cloud. One thing that I haven't mentioned, but it's extremely important, this machine is very similar to the leadership facility at Argonne. And that's intentional because then our faculty can develop code that will port right over. And that means the world's first exascale computer will be available to our faculty the moment they're ready to use it. And that's not something to be overlooked, especially when you're looking at calculations like climate models and heavy nonlinear calculations that the physicists use. So it's cheaper, it's more performant. I'm intentionally using the jargon of the IT people when I say performant, so it's just the right way for us to go.
I speak IT.
I speak IT.
You like that? Yeah. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowicz?
Yes. Motion carries. I believe that's all you have.
That concludes the university report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Are there other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Well, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is March 24th, my mother's 94th birthday, at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under section 2C, 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes, matters as generally described under section 2C, 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases as generally described under section 2C, 9 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Richard.
Yes, we have a second. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Can
Can I just confirm who made the second? Was it Vice Chair Athus or Trustee Pritchard?
Trustee Pritchard had the second.
Thank you. Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. This public meeting is now closed, and thank you, trustees, for your attention.